This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This school has children that are in second, third, and fourth grade. I can confirm right now that we have several injuries, adults and students, and we do have some deaths. The suspect is deceased at this point. DPS is assisting with the investigation. And at this point, the investigation is leading to tell us that the suspect did act alone during this heinous crime.
Another deadly shooting at a school, this time a Texas elementary school. You heard there, 19 children, 2 adults killed earlier in the day on Tuesday, with a holiday weekend coming up in Uvalde, Texas, 85 miles outside of San Antonio. The suspect dead, the 18-year-old student at a Uvalde high school who worked at Wendy's 5 days a week, was quiet, kept to himself, is what many of the coworkers are saying at this point. You have a president saying that we got to turn this pain into action as he gets emotional from the White House. You have Republican and Democratic senators and congresspeople acting, reacting to the action that happened in Uvalde. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as always, even when it's really difficult, I am happy to be here talking about the things that are going on in this country, and this is very, very sad. There aren't great words to express completely how I feel having young people in my life and knowing what it would be like to get that call, to run somewhere to figure out if somebody was alive. Has to be the worst sinking feeling that you can imagine. Inconsolable is the word that jumps into my head. Many of these people have to feel that way. Inconsolable. I mean, what an incredibly terrible, despicable, unspeakable thing to happen, but it did. Attorney General Merrick Garland called the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, an act of unspeakable violence. We join our fellow Americans in mourning this terrible loss and in their resolve to end the senseless violence. But those are words of senseless violence. What is it that will end the senseless violence? I mean, we all agree, no matter what your politics are, that parents who never see their child again because they went to school is unacceptable, of course. Losing a child, like having a chunk of your flesh, I imagine, being ripped off. So now it's going to be about gun control legislation for the Democrats. And that's what the president said in turning the pain into action. And you look at the other mass shootings that have happened. So Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut when he was vice president, and so many others. Biden said the question, where in God's name is our backbone to have the courage to deal with and stand up to the lobbies? What do you think is the end to the senseless violence? Is it that more people need to be armed and trained? Is it that in situations where we're very vulnerable, which you could say, well, there's a lot of vulnerable situations. We live in an open society, thank God. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, but we are paying the price for how open we are. Would it be wise for more people to know their way around a gun, to have a gun, to carry a gun? Could somebody have acted, a teacher perhaps, if they were skilled, at least proficient in using that gun? These are some things to think about, because this is terribly heartbreaking. It's almost impossible to look at the photographs of people in pure pain. Just, you can see it. You can see the anguish on their faces. The 18-year-old suspect, who was killed by police, first shot his grandmother before going to the school and killing 19 children and two adults. So why that school? Well, he was there in Uvalde. He was from there. He was living there. He went to that school. So that's why. I mean, why pick that place? Sitting ducks, you know, in the case of a sleepy town in an elementary school. Probably very different even from the high school. So, Border Patrol agents saved some lives. A lot of law enforcement responded. You heard there at the top, but they responded and put themselves in between the gunfire and the people that were in the school at the time, and certainly any students. So off and on duty, Border Patrol agents were there as fast as they could get there. And they faced the gunfire because he was barricaded inside the building. So they were absolutely right in the middle of it. Lots of hearts broke. A lot of people in Uvalde, the why, heavy, heavy question is still, of course, weighing on them tonight. And you think of how young some of those students were. I also saw pictures where you had families with a young boy and girl leading them away and having their arms wrapped around them. And I'm sure feeling relief that that was the situation. There were kids that crawled away from the school to get to safety. Imagine how they felt. You heard Uvalde Police Chief Pete Arriando talking at this press conference following the shooting at Robb Elementary on Tuesday. That was like any other Tuesday. But it wasn't. Because an 18-year-old opened fire and killed way too many innocent children. Just a terrible, awful day that goes down in history now, smothered in all of this. Incredibly tough. People sent emails to me. What can I do? How can I help? You can help by being part of the discussion. You can help by being diligent in your own life. And by diligent, I mean, what can you do to protect your family? What can you do to protect your kids? What can you do to be aware of surroundings? But what was it that made this 18-year-old decide today was the day? Salvador Ramos. He was in a community 85 miles, Uvalde, west of San Antonio. Walked in around 11:30, started firing. Just started firing. Lots of targets. All right, stay with us. More coming your way on this and other things that happen during the day that affect your life and mine.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Discussion of what we know, a couple of interesting facts, sad facts. So, of course, you look at the students, the young children, 19 children, two teachers, the gunman who also shot his grandmother, and the tally ticked up. Initially, it was like 14, and then it got bigger, the number, you know, leaped because of people who died in the hospital. And this attack comes 10 days after the deadly rampage at a Buffalo, New York supermarket. And it just added to the pileup of mass killings at churches, schools, and stores. So there is the question, what are we willing to do? What can we do? You know, so on and so forth. Salvador Ramos, 18. He was someone who lived there. But he had hinted on social media that an attack could be coming. And he suggested nothing of the specifics, just that an attack could be coming. What I love, and I said this already about the Border Patrol, you know, they knew, these agents, oh, we got to do this now, rushed into the school without waiting for backup. One of them just shot and killed the gunman. He was behind a barricade. The agent was wounded but was able to walk out of the school. That's big. Because who knows how many lives he saved. I read the story, a little bit about the story of one of the apparent victims, fourth grade teacher Eva Morales. Imagine her family's shock. What does it take to be a teacher and then to be in that classroom? And sadly, there's all those degrees, separations of you know, 6 degrees of separation, which I think could even be smaller, between a group of people and other people. Today was not the day for this to happen. It's never the day for this to happen. We talk about gasoline prices a lot, so in your backyard and mine, we are definitely talking about this. San Francisco, congratulations, or I should say condolences. The gas stations that are near the pier in San Francisco, a desirable area to be, $8. $8 ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. So gas prices are spiking across the country. In California, gas has gone up $2 a gallon over the last year. Wow. That adds to the bills. That adds to what's not in your wallet. Not in your wallet. So now what? The answer is a lot of people are using this moment in time to work from home and are asking to work from home because they don't have to do whatever the commute is, whether they really want to return or not return to work, in other words. And speaking of returning, Brian Kemp in Georgia is trying to do just that. He will go up against Stacey Abrams, the Democratic candidate for governor, because he had plenty of votes to win that primary. No contest. No contest whatsoever. Kemp just rolls on and moves forward, and 850,000 plus people in Georgia voted. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I think it's great when people vote, because if you want to affect change or you want somebody you believe will do a good job in there, that's the way we do it here in the United States. That's what happens. How about Sarah Sanders? You saw her face at the White House. What I liked about Sarah Sanders, I have to say this, is no matter what kind of cockamamie question a reporter would ask her, she just deadpan look him in the face and say whatever. I mean, she was fearless. So will she make a good governor for Arkansas? She won the Republican nomination. She focused on national issues and criticizing Joe Biden. And had people captivated from the beginning. From the beginning. So she's the daughter of former Governor Mike Huckabee. And she put ads everywhere in the state out on inflation, vowing to fight what she called the radical left. She said, as governor, I will say no to Biden and the radical left's agenda. It was on one of her TV ads. So a lot of people casting ballots in the country. In some cases, well, in all cases, for offices that matter. What office doesn't matter? Of course, offices matter. Herschel Walker set up a November showdown with Senator Warnock. He is the projected winner. So now you think of what November will look like. He pulled in enough of the vote that it made a difference. He defeated 5 Republican challengers in his race. 5! Cleared the 50% mark needed to avoid a runoff. So now the general election matchup will be between Warnock and Walker. It's the first time that 2 major party candidates for U.S. Senate in Georgia are black, by the way. And, of course, Walker, I don't have to tell you about his resume, former college football, really celebrity, I would say, with the big name recognition. So this is a congratulations. You're spending enough on ads, people know who you are, and you are singing the tunes that this particular audience wants to see, or wants to hear, anyway. And that was smartly what happened there. And so it's big. Huge. Huge, huge, huge. By the way, Trump-backed Senator Guzman won the Arkansas Republican primary. And he fended off some pretty big challengers on the right who were relying heavily on an endorsement from Donald Trump. So his reelection bid didn't gain the national attention that some of the other campaigns like the Senate races in North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. But is it another test of the Donald's influence, Trump's influence? This onslaught of here we go again feeling is definitely objects getting closer in your mirror, and you have to look. You definitely have to look. All right, we're always talking about the Ukraine. Why? Because things that are happening there have affected us here in the United States. So Russia is saying we'll have 50 new nukes. Speak to us more politely, if you will. And on the other side of this, the Ukraine forces are getting more firepower and humanitarian aid from the U.S. and so many other countries, really every country in the EU. Moscow is claiming they're going to have 50 new advanced nuclear missiles, though, capable of annihilating all of the enemies by the fall. Wow. So that will certainly show you that a military blunder in Ukraine is not what they're hoping for. They're warning instead that they've got these intercontinental ballistic missiles, which are 14 feet tall and are soon going to be combat ready. Yikes. So in a post interview, a staunch ally of the Russian President Putin's said, "I suggest that aggressors speak to us more politely." More politely. And you look at what the nuclear warhead can do. Think of the craters, if you've ever seen one of those craters. And what happens when a nuclear missile hits a territory of a dreaded enemy? First of all, anything close, complete annihilation. Completely. And when I look at Putin, I don't see a lot of compromises in the horizon. It doesn't feel like it to me. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. China wants 10 small Pacific nations to endorse a sweeping agreement covering everything from security to fisheries. One leader warns it's a game-changing bid by China to gain control of the region. A draft of the agreement obtained by the Associated Press shows China wants to train Pacific police officers, team up on traditional and non-traditional security, and expand law enforcement cooperation. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is continuing her efforts to shore up the legal right to an abortion if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. Whitmer signed an executive order on Wednesday requiring state departments and agencies to increase protections for reproductive health care. In some cases, it bars them from cooperating with other states or local communities. Whitmer is also challenging the state's dormant ban on abortion in the courts. This is USA Radio News. Several Biden administration officials are spending time in the Middle East. Reporter Lance Pry tells us why.
Two of President Biden's senior advisors are on a secret trip to Saudi Arabia for talks about a possible arrangement between Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Egypt, a deal to increase oil production. White House Middle East Coordinator Brett McGurk and State Department's Energy Envoy Amos Hochstein arrived in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. If positive results come about, a trip by President Biden to the region will be put together by the end of June. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is discouraging immigrants from coming to the U.S. border. His statement comes just days after a judge in Louisiana temporarily blocked the Biden administration from lifting Title 42. It's a Trump-era immigration policy that allows for the speedy expulsion of foreign nationals at the border under pandemic conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Some of the portions of this man's life. In fact, some of what he's done, I've now put on my list. You know, that infamous bucket list people talk about. So Bernie McCauley is in our virtual green room, and he was raised on a cattle ranch in eastern Montana. Then he ended up working for the airlines. So you know what that means. You're open to lots of travel. He is a guy who likes to fish and hunt and even team roping. And this is the key thing in the shadows of Sawtooth Ridge. So the name of the book that he's written is The Shadows of Sawtooth Ridge. Bernie, thanks so much for coming on.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I don't know if I would be so great at hunting because I'm not a great shot, but fishing, I think I could maybe give you a run for the money.
There's lots of fishing out in that area on the Missouri River. If you travel between, say, Great Falls and Helena, back in about this time of year, you will see a lot of people floating the river and fly fishing and so forth. And beautiful country, it really is. One of the people I was ended up fly fishing with one morning was Roy Rogers.
Wow. Really?
Him and his manager was down there fly fishing. They were holding a show at him and the Sons of the Pioneers were at a show at Montana State Fair in Great Falls at the time. So
how interesting.
It was, it's nice country. Team roping. We used to team rope at a ranch up in the shadows of the Sawtooths, usually weekly. It was kind of a, I'm trying to think what the word is. We call it jackpot roping, where we throw in so much money and whoever's the fastest time gets to go home with the money.
Nice. I like that. That sounds very, very interesting. So tell us about the book. Why did you write the book?
The book is a combination of a whole bunch of stories put together. It's my experiences with the airlines, and if you've been with the airlines at all or heard enough, there's a thousand stories there. And my time, I've worked up in Glacier National Park as a packer and a dude wrangler, we called it, back in the 70s or early late 60s, I guess, taking groups out and also packing into supplies into the fire lookouts and two chalets, the Granite Park Chalet, which is just back in operation after a big fire here a couple years ago. And, the Sperry Chalet is. The Granite Park Chalet is, has a book of its own. It's called The Night of the Grizzly, which was about the happenings of up there in 1967. So, and it's, we're talking about Mount Rainier earlier. I've been up and down the Pacific Crest Trail by horseback. Amazing how many pictures are taken between the ears of horses that we have. And some of the stuff is my error. We do have crew members that do commute. My son is one of them that commutes out of Palm Springs to Seattle or San Francisco.
Yeah, as far as flying, yeah, because he's a pilot, right?
Yeah, he's a flight attendant.
A flight attendant, yeah. So, mm-hmm. So again, he gets the benefit of the travel because you have the travel benefits, too.
Yes, yes, he certainly does.
Yeah.
Yes, he certainly does. He was in Boston and Hawaii in the last couple of weeks, so he's
rough.
Around.
Rough. And you also talk about, being a POW, returning home after the Vietnam War, finding that life has changed drastically. And now a single father of two, that's the book. That's the, you know, the Shadows of Sawtooth Ridge.
It's a book. It's about one person's life who we did have a POW that flew for us. I've never met the gentleman. But we did have a POW that did fly for us, and he did come home, and he ended up retiring not too far back, I understand. And apparently he was a super, super nice guy. But I kind of threw that in, and commuting out of Great Falls, having the ranch up in Augusta, Montana, which is at the front of the eastern slope of the Rockies. If you've ever been up there, David Letterman has a home up there, in fact, in that area.
Yeah, beautiful.
And brought in the fact of PTSD, which in that time period, was a lot of our servicemen that came back from Vietnam. And it just... to me, it's some of the trials, the tribulations that went with him, and how past life, this gentleman was in college rodeo, high school rodeo, and he had a young lady who really liked him, and for some reason they never got together until after he returned from Vietnam and decided to assume the family ranch up in Augusta. And they kind of worked out their differences over the period of time and ended up getting married and trying to have a good life together and so forth. So I'm working on a second book now of his daughter, Joni, who is going to be following her father's footsteps in the Navy and so forth. The only difference is that her father attended a state university before entering the Navy, and she attended Annapolis Naval Academy. So that's the only difference in the two areas. So, and she has her own problems, such as being a female in an all-male society, which started about that, but brings that along.
So,
but
really,
it's a beautiful country there.
Yeah, so really your story is so much about people. It's about people and what they've encountered and then what happens when you are there in the shadows of Sawtooth Ridge. Was it fun for you to write this?
Yes, and another thing that comes into mind is the stump, the cottonwood stump. In fact, I'd love to write a story about the cottonwood stump. But the stump becomes kind of a silent person in the family or a silent object in the family. We're in the beginning of where Larry came back to the ranch. He ends up spending quite a bit of his time down near the creek. And as you noticed that he's listening to the trout in the creek, he's listening to the owls and the coyotes, kind of nature talking to him, and trying to smooth his nerves and his mind, clear his mind, so to speak. And that stump becomes pretty pretty famous in the rest of the, in the next few books I hope to write. In fact, we got a thing going in Facebook right now where some of my friends were trying to find a name for the stump.
I love it. That's good engagement, getting people involved in weaving together a novel and taking all that you know and putting it in that. What do you hope people take away from this first one? What do you hope they take away from reading The Shadows of Sawtooth Ridge?
Mostly entertainment. It's I've had it out there a couple places, and one of the places they had it, they felt that it would make a good Hallmark movie because it's not that long. You can probably read the book in a two night sitting pretty easily, but it's entertainment mostly, but also kind of our lives out in Montana, out in the area. A lot of our ranches are family ranches. Our ranch was a family ranch, was in the family since 1911 until it was sold afterwards. But we grew up on the prairies of eastern Montana, and I learned to love the mountains when I went to work in Glacier National Park. And of course, both areas, working with people in Glacier Park and working with people at Northwest Airlines, you hear a lot of stories. You put them together and so forth.
Yeah.
And stories is something that goes on in our whole lives. We sit down and we talk with each other over whether it's a fire or whether it's a table, we all tell stories.
Boy, that's true. It's the art of storytelling. Bernie McCauley, thank you so much. You can get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Hey, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. You have a good day.
You too, Bernie. Thanks.
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wow, what a perfect time to do this as Halloween is almost upon us. I'll tell you what, when I think of Harrisonville, Rhode Island, it scares me to death because of The Conjuring and what happened in that house. And I can't tell you how thrilled I am to welcome to the show Andrea Perrin, and also Susan Slaughter is with us, and she is an expert, I mean, truly, when it comes to the paranormal. You've caught her, I'm sure, on Ghost Hunters Academy, Ghost Hunters International, Paranormal, caught on camera. She has me hooked and scared. So both of you, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Andrea, first tell me, you think about this 30-some years ago, more than that, 1971, your family moving into the house, all the excitement over this great big house, the family moving in, and then how did it just all fall apart for you? What was that like?
Well, it's not that it fell apart per se. It seemed our awareness happened gradually and incrementally. But within the first few minutes of moving into the house, I saw a full body apparition that I thought was flesh and blood. And my sister Nancy saw him disappear into thin air. And that happened within the first 5 to 10 minutes. The second night we were in the house, my sister Cindy crawled into bed with me and said that she heard voices in her room, and they were telling her over and over, there are 7 dead soldiers buried in the wall. You know, I mean, this, we went from being a perfectly normal family to a paranormal family within a matter of a few hours, a couple of days, we realized this was nothing like the house that we had come from.
Wow, so how did you deal with that?
We got used to it over time. We learned to live with it. My father didn't even believe that it was happening. He said, you know, he doesn't believe in ghosts. I wanted to say, well, Dad, guess what? They believe in you. You know, my mother said to him one time, she said, you know, Roger, the existence of spirits in this house is not contingent upon your belief in them, which, you know, silenced him immediately. But eventually he started having his own experiences that were so compelling and disturbing, he just simply couldn't deny it anymore. But, you know, we had everything invested in this magnificent piece of property, and to leave it would have bankrupted our family. So we couldn't just walk away. We had to live here. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, why did you stay? And there are a lot of answers to that question. But in retrospect, I look back now and realize that we stayed here because we were supposed to and have the experiences that we did. And then 30, almost 40 years after we moved out, I was supposed to tell the story, which took me almost 7 years. It took 7 years exactly. Almost as long as we lived here, it took for me to chronicle the events. The Conjuring barely scratches the surface of this story.
Yeah, but for you, is it a great release and relief to be able to share that with people?
I think it's more so liberating to others who've had experiences of their own that they chose not to share for fear that they would be dismissed, laughed at, called crazy. When people read my books and they see moments of similarity and experiences that they've had as well, it does give them the freedom to speak their own truth. I think it's the greatest benefit of having the courage to tell such a dark tale of pure evil existing in the world. But it wasn't all doom and gloom. No, it was good and evil and darkness and light, and knowing that love conquers fear. That was the greatest lesson from living there, is that we came together as a family and we survived this.
Wow. Susan, for you, I mean, you're an expert in this. What is this like to have this opportunity and to get that feeling around the house? And what do you get from this house and this story?
Well, I've known about this house and the story since I started becoming interested in the paranormal myself. As a young investigator, I followed the Warrens and their investigations around the country. I learned about all the houses and stories and haunts, you know, through their lens. But as I started to investigate myself, I developed my own tactics and my own beliefs through my own experiences. And being able to come to this farmhouse with the Perrin family is kind of a pinnacle in my paranormal career, because I am able to corroborate the stories and, you know, I guess the hauntings that Andrea and her family have experienced with the investigation that we're going to have going on this weekend. And so starting Friday, all the way through Halloween night, the Dark Zone has cherry picked our favorite paranormal experts, and we all brought them to the Conjuring House to assist the parents in getting, you know, some answers to what happened during their life here in the farmhouse. I think that a lot of the stories have not been portrayed, and I feel like have been actually misinterpreted or chopped and screwed for the sake of Hollywood. We want to get down to the bottom of this. This is the truth of, you know, true paranormal investigation, is working with a family who's dealt with these hauntings and using my expertise and the best gear in the field. We are actually inviting anyone who joins the darkzone.tv for this event to become investigators with us. And so what that entails is that you'll have access to every single camera on site, and you'll be able to see everything as it happens and unfolds in real time. Plus, we'll have microphones on our cameras. You'll be able to hear and see everything on our investigations and have access to us via the chat room on the Dark Zone to ask us questions in real time. You know, let us know if you see anything happening in the house. You can ask Andrea questions that you have about her experiences while she lived in the home and, you know, partake in EVP sessions. And if you're a paranormal enthusiast, you know exactly what that means. You'll be able to speak to the ghosts through our, you know, our event online and through us as investigators. And if you're a fan of Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, Paranormal Caught on Camera, we're going to have investigators from all of those teams that you know and love from television to join us on this investigation. You'll be able to, you know, rub shoulders with them as well. So I think that this is like a really unique opportunity for people to get involved in a real investigation and see how it unfolds genuinely.
And again, that's the Dark Zone .tv. You can go there for all of that, right? And it's a 3-day, like you said, live immersive experience documenting everything. And so, Andrea, for you, after what Susan just said, what's your feeling about doing this? Are you, is there an anticipation? Are you, is a little bit of anxiety? How do you feel about this?
Well, I'm delighted to work actually with Susan for the first time. We've known each other for quite a while, but we've never done anything like this together. So that's wonderful. And I don't think that there is such a thing as an expert in this field. I think that we're all learning, we're all growing, we're all pushing forward in terms of our exploration of this. You know, most people consider this a pseudoscience, and I quickly remind them that no existing accepted form of science was just automatically accepted. All science began as pseudoscience, but none of the equipment that they even use existed back when we lived in this house, and we were on our own. You know, if my family's not experts in what's going on in this house, there's no such thing. But there are seasoned investigators, and what we've gathered for this event is the best of the bunch. And that's important, because when you bring that kind of personal experience to the table, it opens doors, literally and figuratively. So I'm really looking forward to the event. I have no fear of this house at all. And there are members of my family that have never been back. There are members of my family that can't wait to come visit. We all had an individual response and reaction to it, which we will delineate over the course of this weekend, and people can come in and speak with any member of my family about their own personal experiences and garner some more information. And I think it'll be, I think it's going to be unique. Nothing like this has ever been done before, and it may never happen again. It's kind of a one-shot opportunity.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm sure my listeners will be excited as well. I know I'll be there. Andrea Parent, Susan Slaughter, I could talk to both of you all day long. I know you have other people to get to. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.